This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I bet a lot of people are up. Watching this World Series between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago Cubs. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America, tonight. I know somebody from Cleveland who might not be a huge sports fan, but she probably would like to see the Indians win either way. Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Always a pleasure to talk to her. And she's in Germany. She joins us from Germany. Hey, Ellen, how are you?
Well, you're absolutely correct. I am wild about the World Series and wild about Cleveland perhaps winning tonight.
Yeah, and there's a good chance because they've come back and done it in very dramatic fashion. There's some rain. There's a little bit of a rain delay, but they're set to get back at it. So we'll keep everybody up to date on what's happening there. So you're in Germany. And, of course, the most obvious question is, because we keep hearing what other people are saying about our election, what do the Germans think about our election?
Well, it's very interesting because, I have to be honest that a lot of the people I've spoken to, although I've spoken to cab drivers and I've spoken to people at our hotel, are identified with my brother Michael because it's a forum. My brother Michael started the Center for Constitutional Rights in Germany before he died, many years before he died, and they're doing a whole conference here, which is why we're here. So a lot of these people are very into, you know, what we might consider more lefty causes. However, I had a cab driver who was Iranian who said, listen, there's crazy people. We've had crazy people in Iran. We've had crazy people in the United States. We certainly had Hitler here. So there are a lot of people who believe that the United States is sort of taking a dip on the crazy side with this election. And they are very concerned about where the United States is going on this. They don't like Donald Trump. Even though they see Hillary Clinton as more of the same, they are concerned that we might elect somebody that we don't really know how he's going to govern.
Yeah, and so you said it right, talking about, you know, talking to the cab driver. Tell us more about Michael, because Michael certainly left, your brother left quite a legacy behind, didn't he?
Well, that's right. In fact, my brother Michael actually sued the Bush administration in Germany because of the war that he considered not okay. And I think there's some Bush administration officials who still can't go to Germany all these years later because they're afraid they're going to be arrested. So he began the Center for Constitutional Rights for international kinds of issues, such as wars, such as taking people's mineral rights, that kind of thing. And I was actually speaking to one of the attorneys last night from this organization, and they do a lot of international company kinds of things. And again, people's rights, et cetera, that might be run by multinationals. So my brother started this, and they're doing a whole conference today.
Wow. What a great thing for you to be there and for him to have done what he did. We, as we look now at what's happening in the election and jump back to that, the president today talking about the FBI, he called the FBI out. Are you surprised by that because of the whole deal with WikiLeaks and whatnot?
Well, you know, the WikiLeaks thing was quite something, and obviously that is an area that the FBI, there's been a lot of debate about. Did Comey act responsibly? Did he act irresponsibly? But then when they released the documents from Bill Clinton pardoning Mark Rich, or whatever his name was, when he left office, I thought that was really over the top for the FBI, and there's no reason on earth why they did that at this point, except maybe to influence the election.
Yeah. How much do you think this hurts Hillary Clinton? Because you see some of the polls are tighter now as far as the emails are concerned.
Well, I always thought the polls were very, very tight, and I actually have always felt, even though I'm a liberal loony, that Donald Trump is going to win, but I think that this might have just pushed it over the top. I don't know, and I don't think we're going to know until after the election.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Ellen Ratner, always fun to have you on the show. Thank you so much for taking some time to reach out to us. There she is in Germany. And boy, oh boy, you know, talking about the emails and the Clinton campaign and Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta saying, you know, suggesting pretty much to the former senior State Department counsel Cheryl Mills, and we've heard her name a lot, that it might be wise to dump Hillary's emails just 2 days before the congressional subpoena. And that is according to WikiLeaks, like I was mentioning briefly, brushing on that, to Ellen, that was published on Tuesday, as well as additional information that was pumped out by, of course, Fox. So it's pretty wild, obviously, what we're seeing here. And this is the same thing that we've been talking about along the way, the war of words and the war of commercials. Now, during this World Series, I have to say that the commercials have been unbelievable. If you haven't seen, and I say commercials, political ads, if you haven't seen the political ads, man, I mean, they're, talk about just hitting it hard. The ads are unbelievable this campaign cycle. And, you know, it's not necessarily a surprise. Of course not, because you knew that when certain things were said, that they would be used on either side. And boy, I think really both are pretty hard hitting. Both are pretty, you know, unbelievable, using clips where you have to, where you show kids and you're bleeping out Trump to make the point that he's crude and says things that are inappropriate. The kids here, that's ridiculous. And then stuff with Hillary Clinton, it's all about they were dead broke and then they made money. The Clinton Foundation, that's how they made their money. So, again, to reemphasize, it's just been crazy to see, you know, what's gone on during this whole campaign cycle. But that's something that we've been talking about since the whole election deal started, I say, really 2 years ago, you know. I mean, just unbelievable. All right, so I want to tell everybody, too, if you go to my Facebook, if you go to Kate Delaney Facebook, if you go there, then you will see me live as I'm speaking here on America Tonight. Behind me, the Cubs game is going on. It's in extra innings. We're in the 10th inning. The Cubs are up. They've already got somebody on base, so we'll see if, you know, if the Cubs score. But if they score, remember, you still have the Indians coming up. So it's just absolutely crazy. So here we are. We got politics this time around. We got business. And, of course, we have sports as well. And more people, I think, have been involved in watching this World Series. It couldn't have ended better writing this script in one way. I mean, if I'm a Cubs fan, I'm questioning some of the pitching moves, not so much for Terry Francona and the Indians, but these guys are, I mean, all of them are just exhausted. This is an incredible World Series. And by the way, hi to my pal Connie Podesta. She's out there. Hi to Lori. Hi to Henry. Hi to a lot of people that have tuned in to listen to this. So hang with us. If you could actually hear me on the air on America Tonight on the radio waves, which many of you are listening to me that way, you'd hear that we're going into a commercial break. We'll be back in a second as I go to odds and ends. What is buzzworthy on the planet right now? Stay with us.
There was a mighty nation blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't going to set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, Theatrical Screenings on Demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We're very happy with the polls in places like Iowa, Ohio, where Mitt Romney and John McCain lost to Barack Obama twice. And we're expanding our map. And I have to say, I think Hillary Clinton's doing a little follow the leader these days. They've got Tim Kaine in Wisconsin. She's going back to Michigan. She's in Arizona. She was greeted by a poll that showed us up by 6 points today when she got to Arizona. So we feel really good about where we are. But you're going to see Donald Trump and Governor Pence in all these states at least one more time.
All right. The reason that some of you watching me live on Facebook heard me go quiet for a second is because we were playing a soundbite of Kellyanne Conway, who is a campaign manager for Donald Trump's campaign. And she was talking about feeling good about the polls because the polls in some of the swing states have tightened between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. So it's a really wild time for me because not only do I have, like many of you who are juggling all kinds of things in your life as I'm giving you a peek into mine, not only am I juggling sports with, we're in week 9 in the NFL, but over my shoulder you can see the World Series. The Chicago Cubs are up. They have one out, two guys on base. And they could just explode right over my head, which is crazy. So I've got, you know, on my other network show, I've got football. We're in week 9, and that's crazy wild. And my passion, my true passion is I feel so privileged to be a professional speaker. And I see that some of my friends from the National Speakers Association have joined to watch this Facebook Live. Hello, Christine Cashin. Hello, hello.
to all of you that are watching me live. I appreciate it. I'm going to figure out a way that you can actually hear what I'm saying over the radio. You're hearing me, but if I were interviewing somebody, then it would be difficult for you to hear that, obviously. So we'll work that out so that you can hear that sometime. I want to show you just the room I'm in, because I think that'd be fun. And for everybody listening across America, I've already given you glimpses of it. This is a kind of a small studio space slash room where I'm working on keynotes during the day, and then I'm cutting interviews and, you know, whatever. Like now I'm live on the radio. But it's good. It's good because it's soundproof, so it works. So I keep everything small in here. And I'm going to show you my dog, Mahalo, which is a huge treat. I hope you can see Mahalo. Where is he? There's Mahalo. Say hello, Mahalo. All right. So I don't want to be off mic, but you can, for the people listening out there in radio land. But that's Mahalo. Hey, Mahalo. Woohoo. And his toys. And there, of course, is the game. Right there, and I'm going to flip it back to me actually here doing a radio show. Coming up, I'm going to talk about odds and ends, so other things besides politics that have pinged off on my radar, maybe on your radar, too. I happen to see this. You know, I love numbers, and I saw this story about one of my favorite golfers who's actually been a guest on this show, and he was nice to me because he got a little bit of that Irish temper. Rory McIlroy, his caddy says that a tsunami hit his bank account. So you know how much, what do you think a caddy makes? When I grew up in Jersey, and for some reason I decided, yeah, you know, I'm going to make some extra summer money. I was like a little slip of a kid, too. I don't know how much I weighed, probably 85 pounds. And these heavy bags, I was trying to carry a bag on the golf course for whoever it was that had me caddy for them. And certainly I didn't make the kind of money. I got some good tips, and I did it for a couple of weeks. I think I was 14. But McIlroy's caddy, a guy named J.P. Fitzgerald, I'm checking to make sure that I have the right amount of money, over $1 million pocketed, over $1 million. Isn't that crazy? So what a windfall. And this is because McIlroy got the FedEx Cup victory. So he won enough on the tour and actually won with the points. And that means that the caddy gets a piece of that. People don't realize that. So that's a pretty sweet payday, I would say, for him. Hopefully you're not all bored of this now. I'm going to go turn and look at the, and for people listening, I'm going to go turn and look at the game. And we got Chicago, a place that I always thought that I would live, but never managed to get to Chicago. I have lots of friends and family in Chicago and absolutely love it. But Chicago 7-6. Three on. Let's see if they go home and win the. Come on. One out. Bases loaded. Are they going to do it? I don't want to distract you from watching the rest of the World Series. And for all the people listening here on America Tonight, we'll check in again with you a couple more times. Thanks a lot for hanging out with me. Like I said, I get off these airwaves and then I'm working a little bit more on my keynote. Anybody have a good lawyer joke? 400 lawyers at the Westin on Friday. And my opening keynote is on influential listening. Joe Madden, I don't think, was listening. He wasn't influential listening when he came to the fans who were furious over taking out Hendricks and then setting them on this path where hopefully they end up winning it. Hey, Jason, thanks so much to everybody who checked in. Lisa, Rod, Jeremy, Cashin, Leo, all of you, Connie. Thanks so much. I'll see you again shortly. Going back to the rest of the radio show. You can check me out there. Bye. All right, so as we continue here on America Tonight, as I was saying, and so for all of you listening, just for fun, you can check me out on Facebook. You go to Kate Delaney on Facebook. I'm always saying that. You can hook up with us that way. I tried to give everybody kind of a glimpse into what it was like to do our radio show, and boy, that was a whole lot of fun. So I said I was going to do kind of an odds and ends here, and I want to jump back to that. I talked about briefly there the polls and Kellyanne Conway being super pumped up about the fact that the polls are swinging in favor of Donald Trump, or at least tightening anyway. And when I say they're tightening, in some of these swing states, they are tied. And part of this, I do think part of this is, as I had that discussion with Ellen, who joined us, was gracious enough to join us from Germany, that some of this is because of the Clinton Foundation stories and a little bit because of the email stuff. And that's all in the political ads that Donald Trump has running. The political ads on that Hillary Clinton's camp has running are all about the way Donald talks, making fun of people, little incidents along the trail, that kind of stuff popped up a lot on the other side. So it continues to be what I build it as, the war of words. This is what 2016 is. It's like sports teams watching what's happening here in the World Series. Your team, my team, who wins. But I wanted to give you more specifics. So in a military poll, the troops are backing Trump by a 3-1 margin. At the Hampton University poll shows Trump leads Virginia. Then you've got Obama saying to North Carolina voters, the fate of the Republic rests on your shoulders, because North Carolina is one of those iffy up and down states, meaning that it could go either way. The Washington Post ABC poll shows Trump tied with Clinton. How about that? The CNN ORC poll has Clinton and Trump tight as far as battleground states are concerned. So this is a coin flip. We said this all along. The former congressman from Ohio, my pal, Bob Ney, has said this, and so have I. He and I said maybe a year and a half ago, and not that we're geniuses, and it doesn't take a crystal ball to say that, but that we thought it was going to be a coin flip, and it's coming down to a coin flip. That it's that tight, and I know some of you think, I know Dan, our pal in Texas, thinks that it could be, much more of an avalanche for Trump, but I would say you want to be careful, because if you want Trump to win, you don't want to dissuade people from voting and somehow swing that out. I don't know that you necessarily would. And it would be the same with the Democrats. I think the Democrats are also in that same position. By the way, so you know, I want to update you on this. Bases loaded. The Chicago Cubs right now are leading Cleveland 8-6 with one out. And again, of course, you've got to go to the bottom of the 10th inning in this in extra frame. So we'll see if they can hang on to that lead and if they add more onto the lead that they have right now. Exciting stuff, the World Series and what we're mashing up in between. Stay with us.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Over the map, we've got the Cubs possibly winning the World Series. That's a huge deal to me. They're in extra innings in the 10th, knocking on a bunch of runs. We'll see what happens as this continues, this ebb and this flow of this game. So luckily, we did not forget about Dr. Richard Shane. He's joining us now to talk about something that's very important to me and probably lots of people listening to this show. It's called sleep, especially when you work jumbly hours. Dr. Shane, thanks so much for popping on with us for this edition of It's Your Health.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So when it's, you know, what happens when, you know, we now have the clocks going back, and when people have normal schedules, you know, it's dark when you wake up, it's dark at dinner. So does light get to people, and does it affect our sleeping habits?
It absolutely does, Kate. It affects our how we feel during the day. But let's talk about the central piece in this, how easy or not easy it is to get to sleep when your head's on a pillow. So a lot of people find that clock change to be unsettling, and we'll talk about how to make it easier. But let's first explain the clock change. So supposing you had been going to bed at 11 o'clock, after you move the clock back 1 hour, then that 11 o'clock on your new time, that'll be the equivalent of midnight before the clock change. So you're actually needing to stay up 1 hour later. it affects your body rhythms, but it also affects your attitude towards it. And regarding the attitude, it's just useful for everybody to remember that we usually stay up an hour later on the weekend, so our body does know how to naturally do that. And just remembering that can make it easier to be less concerned about it. But there is one simple step you can take before bed, and then I'll also explain something you can do when your head's on the pillow. So 1 hour before bed, begin slowing down with relaxing activities like stretching, taking a warm bath, reading something that's not too activating, and that helps your body ease into the time change.
Oh, all right. So that's a way to ease into it by doing that little bit of a shift. And it's our circadian rhythms, right, that are affected by this?
Yes, it is the circadian rhythms. Mm-hmm.
And explain that, because some people will say, well, I don't understand what you mean by circadian rhythms. You know, when people, you know this, Doc, when people shake their head and they say, oh, yeah, I know exactly what you mean, but they don't know what you mean.
Okay, so
explain it.
So circadian rhythms, humans, for all the time in our evolution, we have gotten accustomed to waking up when it's light and falling asleep or getting ready for sleep when it's dark. And so our bodies are attuned to the light and dark rhythms of the day. That is the circadian rhythms. And, you know, the days have been getting shorter and longer forever. So our bodies actually do know how to make this change. And so let's just take a step to make it easy to get in rhythm with that again.
All right, so what else can you do to help your sleep when we've got this light decreasing?
All right, so let's talk about when your head's on the pillow, because there are a lot of people talking about changes you can make in your life, but when your head's on the pillow, first, you know, consider what most people do to try to sleep. They'll try deep breathing or general body relaxation or meditation, things like that. Those can be good during the day, but they're too much work for sleep. We need something much easier. And the steps that I'll describe come from the Sleep Easily method that I've developed over the last 25 years, been proven effective in a published study. And the discovery that I made is that there are several body sensations that create the body feeling of falling asleep. And so with this, you don't have to quiet your mind, because that's what most people struggle with. In the midst of whatever's going on in your mind, there's a way to get the body feeling of falling asleep, and when you do, your mind becomes quiet by itself. I call these body sensations the five physical triggers for sleep, and if you're okay, I could teach one of them to your listeners now.
Oh, teach one of them to us. We want to hear.
Okay, so sharing this, just want to be clear, this is not about falling asleep now because people are up and driving. We want them to be alert, but people can just feel how it's a little bit calming, and then they can actually use this when they want to sleep. So this first physical trigger, as a reaction to stress, people often press their tongues against the roof of the mouth, and that creates tension in the head, neck, shoulders, mind, and emotions. And so right now, just simply allow your tongue to be a little calmer. It can be anywhere in your mouth, even lightly touching the roof of your mouth, just not pressing. There are neurological reasons for which allowing your tongue to be a little calmer begins to calm your head, neck, shoulders, mind, and emotions. So, Kate, I'm just curious to hear from you. When you allow your tongue to be a little calmer, how does that affect you?
I feel relaxed. I feel, you know, it's a different, you're right. I feel relaxed. I feel like I'm kind of winding down, sort of.
Okay, great. So notice how doing that is much easier than trying to relax your body or trying to do deep breathing. Because for sleep, it has to be easy. So tonight, when your head's on your pillow, just allow your tongue to be a little calmer. And that'll help you ease towards sleep. And that feels good. And that's just one of the physical triggers. I've created a web page of simple steps you can use when your head's on the pillow to sleep better tonight. And that page also contains a link to 10 tips that will help make it easier to adjust to the time change. And that's at sleepeasily.com/radio. That's sleepeasily, one word, www.jcn.com/radio for free tips to use when your head's on the pillow tonight.
Oh, I love it. The you know, with the whole thing of sleep and sleep disorder, what happens when you don't get enough sleep? How does it impact our health?
Well, what fascinates me, Kate, about working with sleep is it's one factor that affects so much in our lives. So studies show that when people sleep poorly, it can increase stress, anxiety, depression, anger. It interferes with our ability to sleep better. It decreases physical health, including studies show that people who sleep poorly have higher health care bills. Helps you. It increases, makes weight gain more common. It decreases your energy, and it damages personal relationships. So that's a lot of damaging effects just from one factor, sleep. But the good news is you get all those turned around, so that's a lot of benefits that come from just one change, better sleep.
Yeah, wow, one change, better sleep. I mean, those steps are, especially the step you told us about, I think it's just absolutely brilliant. And it impacts other areas of our life, right? I mean, you get grouchier. Does it affect, I would assume it can affect your mental health.
Oh, it absolutely does. When you sleep better, it decreases stress, anxiety, depression, and anger. So it just makes you happier. And one of my missions is I have the Sleep Easily Learn at Home system. And as we get this out to more and more people, helping them sleep better and then be happier, it just makes the world a better place to live.
Yeah, I want to tell people your story, too, Doc. I know that, and we're speaking with Dr. Richard Shane, I know that part of this, while you're so passionate about it, is because you had severe insomnia, right? What happened with you?
So I have been a psychotherapist since the late 1970s, and in the early 1990s, I had a major life crisis, and one of the effects was developing severe insomnia, like sleeping 3 hours a night for over a year. Well, I did not want to take medication, and the other sleep methods didn't work, and so there was no way around it. So I had to find my way through this, and I spent years inwardly exploring my own insomnia, and from that, I discovered these physical triggers for sleep, resolved my own insomnia, turned my practice into just focusing on insomnia. I was the sleep therapist for Lutheran Medical Center in Denver for a while, and now I'm the sleep therapist for New West Physicians, which is a statewide group that serves 200,000 patients.
Wow. You know, so that's like that old saying about when something affects your life and then you go through it, you walk through kind of the ring of fire, look what's happened. What's happened to you has now led to something you're passionate about that you're helping other people with, and probably I would venture to say is what's going to be really the most, one of the more gratifying things about your practice, right?
It absolutely is, Kate, and I appreciate that recognition. It's and the method itself, because it came from the depths of my own insomnia, almost everybody who experiences it acknowledges, they go, wow, this is the actual way sleep happens. It's not like just a method somebody developed during the day. And so, yes, there is that method, and people can learn about it at sleepeasily.com. But again, I'm here not to sell something. I want to give something away for free. And so the free steps that people could use tonight when their head's on the pillow, it's sleepeasily.com/radio.
All right. I love it. Dr. Richard Shane, check it out, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you for this great interview, Kate. Have a good night.
You too. I mean, I think this is so useful because as somebody who has, I've gone through that too, where I've had insomnia and, you know, we have crazy hours and it's hard to sleep when there's noise going on and it's not, you know, you've got light pouring in at different times. It's wild. All right, stay with us. Back with more as we hop the fence here on ATN.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat. Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body's not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if he were in the White House? And the truth is, we really don't have to guess. We just have to look at everything he has said and done in his career and in this campaign. It's a good preview of what would likely happen.
All right, that's Hillary Clinton bagging on Donald Trump. Like I said, the war of words continues on the campaign trail. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with you across this great nation. From coast to coast, I want to tell you that the world champs are the Chicago Cubs. Boy, am I excited. It's incredible because you're looking at 108 years of history. 108 years between wins. That is incredible. And you know what? It was not an easy win for these Chicago Cubs. It was a heart attack kind of game. And I feel for the Cleveland Indian fans. I have friends in Ohio. I went to school in Ohio. And we have listeners in Ohio as well and in Illinois. And I know how tough it is to pull out the way they did. They almost came back and won this thing. The Indians did. They made it interesting, tying it up at 6. And then look what happened. Wow. Huge. It's huge that they won this World Series. So while we're talking about politics, and we will have a winner next week as to, you know, who's going to be elected president and who's going to be next at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. We know right now who's going to hoist the World Series trophy, and that's the Chicago Cubs. So first title since 1908, and they did it in a crazy, crazy way by coming all the way back, by being down in the series, winning three games in Ohio. It's a very tough loss, I think, as I mentioned, for Indian fans and for Cleveland, because they came oh so close and they had such a fabulous team. Some of the guys on that team and some of the guys on the Chicago team are guys that I've covered and spoken with in my career. One of them is Mike Napoli, who was just tremendous as an amazing hitter for the Texas Rangers and got to a World Series with the Rangers that they didn't win against St. Louis, went on to Boston and won a series with Boston, and here's he was in his third World Series, and they almost pulled it out, but almost is almost, and it's the Cubs in the end with the youth and the older veteran players who break the curse, because it was a curse, the Billy Goat curse they talked about forever. So there's been a lot of predictions heading into the season. There were a lot of predictions heading into these series, but in the end, gosh, they come out winners. And so congratulations to the Chicago Cubs. Congratulations to the Chicago Cubs for that huge, huge victory. And America Tonight, sometimes you know how this is. Usually we're buttoned up, but on this kind of a wacky night, we're swinging in all different directions, meaning I feel like I am a switch hitter, you know, meaning I can hit from both sides of the plate, because we're talking about a lot of different things here. And you heard Hillary Clinton there talking about Trump. And so Trump says, with everything that's happened with the Clintons, they're liars and they're corrupt. Do you want her to run the country? Do you want the Clintons to run the country? He always usually says Clintons. And she says the same thing about Trump. Trump was in Orlando campaigning, and he says he is confident that he'll win Florida. He says he feels confident that he's going to win in Florida. And Florida is one of those states where he does look good for the win in Florida, but it's not a definite either, because certainly Hillary Clinton and the Democrats are spending a lot of money in that state, as is Donald Trump. And there's something about the ads that can be persuasive to those who may be undecided, which I find hard to believe at this point, where we're so close and so many people are early voting, that they would be undecided. I've been giving you some of the polls. We started talking about that. Kellyanne Conway, the Trump campaign manager, said that she felt really good about the polls. A Quinnipiac University poll that was released on Wednesday considers the state too close to call, meaning Florida, with Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton leading Trump, but get this, 46% to 45%. Boy, we've seen this before. What happens with Florida? You know, who knows? So Trump spoke in Miami. He spoke in Orlando. He spoke in the Panhandle in the evening in Pensacola. And he sticked with the "we'll win Florida" and the White House deal. Pretty much that's what he talked about on Thursday. He's going to a noon rally in Jacksonville. Then he heads to Pennsylvania and North Carolina. And she's circling as well in some of those areas, too. So we'll see. Florida is definitely up for grabs. I think that's of all the states that we've talked about, I think that's a for sure. We don't know which way Florida is going to go. You know, I got a bunch of emails from my pals in New Jersey about Chris Christie. And did I think if Trump won, would Chris Christie be the attorney general? And I think, yeah, you can count on that. But I'll tell you what, this whole Bridgegate thing that stuck with him, that he, you know, his aides shut down lanes of traffic in a bridge, a popular bridge connecting New Jersey to New York. Boy, that story just keeps getting uglier and uglier, and didn't do Chris Christie any favors when that story broke. But the Bridgegate defense asked the judge to reverse a jury directive. So let me explain this. We're talking about the George Washington Bridge lane closure trial. So they left the courthouse early, and there's like this bizarre cloud floating around about this. The defense teams for his two aides, former aides, Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey's, Bridget Kelly and Bill Baroni, are upset about the judge's instructions to the jury a day earlier. The judge told jurors that they can find the two defendants guilty of conspiracy without determining whether they intentionally wanted to punish Fort Lee Mayor Mark Skoklich in September of 2013. So there's confusion there with that. Bottom line is, it was a scrape that Chris Christie, that helped take Chris Christie down. Even though he's not implicated in this, he became a target. So because he became a target, there was a lot of heat. The heat was turned up on this whole thing. And the indictment on them alleged that they had access lane to the bridge realigned to punish this mayor, this Fort Lee mayor, a Democrat, for not endorsing the Republican Chris Christie for re-election. So the judge said that the prosecutors needed only to prove that Kelly and Baroni misused the resources, not their motive. Wow. So that shuts down that whole defense area. It's crazy. And the thing that everybody really wanted to know was, in any way, did Chris Christie know about that? And everything that keeps coming out is that he didn't know about that. So in the answer, long answer to the question, would he become the attorney general? I think that's a ticket you could punch for sure. I can't imagine that he wouldn't be chosen as the attorney general for Donald Trump. I think that absolutely he's high on the list. He's in the top five. Certainly, that's for sure. If you just tuned in to America Tonight, what a thrilling game seven, 10 innings it took. But they won, the Cubs won, they won the first World Series title since 1908. They did not make it easy. They jumped out to a 5-1 lead, then things started to unravel. Eventually, it was tied at six apiece. There were some crazy heart-wrenching moments there for, I think, Cleveland fans and for Cub fans. It really looked like Cleveland was going to come back and win this thing. But and they were able to put up some more runs, but they ended up winning it. So a huge win for the Chicago Cubs. Not easy, but a wild, wild, like I said, a wild, exciting finish for the World Series. Wow. Wow, wow, and I'll say another wow. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight. Remember, you can always catch us if you want to flip me an email, americatonight.net.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.